or 11 o'clock in the morning. Stupid things that no one to grow.
Okay, if you had, if you had, say, a soda bottle that when you opened it chipped a little bit, you know, and you didn't want to throw it away, you might take a...
Strain it.
Yeah. And what's baked in a deep dish and it's made out of apples, has crust on top of it, or it could be made out of peaches too, has crust on top of it.
What, pie?
Yeah.
Apple crisps? No.
Yeah. Sometimes, no, is it still a pie if it's in a square dish?
Yeah. Well, I mean, pies you think of being round. But pie, if it's apple or peach, would have a crust on the bottom, crust on top.
Yeah.
Whereas an apple crisp would be more like a cake with the fruit in it with sprinkled sugar and cinnamon on top of it.
How about something that you might, it may not have a bottom crust, it just has, you know, fruit in it, then it maybe have a layer of crust, then some more fruit, and then a layer of crust. Something like that.
I never had one like that.
Okay. You ever heard of like a cobbler?
Oh yeah, I've heard. That's what they call the crisp down here.
Oh.
That's where I picked it up, at least from working out the Navy, they call it a crisp. You know, but within they'll put a layer of like the cake mix, then the fruit, then cake mix and fruit and sugar.
Oh, so it's got cake in it then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that's a crisp?
They call it apple crisp or cobbler.
All right, if somebody has a good appetite, you might say he sure likes to put away his...
Put away his food, put away his meal.
Okay. No one ever say vittles here.
I've heard it. People say, when my cousin went up to Alabama and came back, she called it vittles for a little while.
Until she got back in.
Got back on the swing of it.
If somebody said vittles, would that tip
it's
you
food.
Off? I know, would that tip you off to where they're from?
I always said they were from the South, but they wasn't from, you know... Maybe in northern Florida. I don't even think people in the northern part of Florida say it. I would say Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi.
How about the...
You think of... Vittles, you think of mountain people. You know, back hills, hillbillies.
But now, since you mentioned back hills, hillbillies, mountain people, do you have any names for white people that are in the South? That are, you know, like hillbillies, that names like that, you know, that you talk about. Let's say people who are rural. You know.
You call them farmers, hillbillies. I don't know.
You know, like somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about town ways. I think you said hillbilly, but
yeah.
And you know, he's real
backwoodsman. Hill people, mountain people. But you gotta go a long way before you get to Key West to get that.
Right. Do they ever have any, the reason why I'm asking is because, you know, you just mentioned, but what are some of the local names for Negroes?
Okay.
I shouldn't have said that.
No, because, all people, like with me when I was growing up, the colored people that I know preferred to be called colored people. Colored. Okay, now the new bunch have come along, and the Navy and all, they prefer to be called Negroes. Then some people want to be called black people. But to me, they're colored person.
Were there any jocular, or, you know, or derogatory terms that are native to the area here? Or that you remember when you were young?
For colored people? No. Because, see, my father and mother had friends, you know, where they worked, it was colored. So, I mean, to me, it's Catherine, Levi, and, I mean, but that's their names.
Right. Okay, how about for a white person now? You know, that you've heard, since you had, you know...
Oh, they might call them whiteys.
Okay, how about, you know, for a Caucasian? Any... How about, do you consider, like, you know, we were talking about people that are native island people, okay,
mm-hmm.
And you call those?
Key West people who are born in Key West are conks.
All right.